reach the island.
Welcome to the show. My name is Dave, aka Filthy Phil, and this is a Fistful Podcast from fistfulpodcast.com. Back for another great week. Let me introduce you, as usual, to my co-hosts, all the way from the Reno Sparks area. And up first, we have one Mr. Andrew Bergevin.
David, the other day I went to this garage sale, and the guy had a 56-inch plasma screen TV for a dollar, and he said, but the volume's stuck at full. And I said, I can't turn that down.
I've heard that one before.
I also saw that YouTube video.
What?
There's a YouTube video where that happened.
Oh, I read it in a clean joke thread.
God.
Thanks for parting the curtain.
You know, it was weird.
Want me to tell the dirty joke again? Is that what you want?
No, keep that dirty joke to yourself. Okay, also next to Andy there, we have one Mr. Adam J. Hubbard Esquire.
I miss the Dirty Randy Studios.
Do we have any more Dirty Randy credits? Thought we already spent all those.
All right, we're all Dirty Randy.
Yeah, we spent all our Dirty Randy bucks.
In studio with me, of course, is Trung over there on the couch.
Hello.
There he is.
Hey.
Hiya. also, mine and the ones and twos on the soundboard, we have Krista.
Good day, sir.
And a good day.
Have a good day.
So, guys, what is up? I want to know how you are dealing with your first week after giving your notice.
I am dealing with it by doing a shoddy job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm certainly not doing all the deep cleaning stuff that she expects of us every night.
Deep hurting.
But here's a couple things. Apparently, I'm doing a good enough job because she told us to switch sections on May 1st and then apparently forgot about it. Because in the guy I works with book, it said, you are doing such a great job. You missed one thing, but your section looks great. And he wrote in it, that's Andrew's section. And then she didn't write in our books for the rest of the week. She didn't even look at the books the rest of the week.
I wonder why.
Not only that, yesterday I go into school and the principal goes, hey, have you been telling people that you put in your 2 weeks? I said, yeah. She goes, well, is that all you told them? Yeah.
What
she
else
goes,
have you said?
Because Monica what? Thinks you're spreading rumors about her.
I did flip someone the double bird.
Well, half the teachers I went in and they go, oh, you're quitting? That sucks. What are you going to do? And I'd say, oh, I'm going to college. They go, good for you. The other half went, it's that bitch, isn't it?
You're like, well.
Were these cigarette-y old teachers with like gnarled fingers?
It's that horrible Monica, isn't it?
What an awful woman.
Bitch.
No.
I'll scratch your eyes out.
You horrible, horrible person. It's me, Javi Feierstein. I work at the school.
You sweet boy, don't leave us.
Popeye.
I'll introduce you to Jeff Goldblum if you kiss me. I mean, stay here.
Oh, God. The freedom you feel in the 2 weeks that you give your notice is unparalleled. It's like a vacation.
It's beautiful, David.
Yeah. It's so much off your shoulders.
And I found out, disappointingly, that the 8 days of sick time I stored up don't get converted to cash or anything else.
So just use them.
Oh, yeah, you should.
Yeah, just use them.
Get sick.
Oh, yeah, my final week, I won't be there.
I've got this flu that I'm pretty sure is going to last the next 8 days.
8 day flu, sorry.
When the guy I work with went into the principal, it's mean of him to do. He went in and he goes, I really need to talk to you. Can we close the door?
Oh, God.
And she goes, okay, yeah, sure. And he goes, well, on Andrew's last day.
People know I'm here.
And she kind of went, and he goes, I'd like to take him out to dinner at 7:30, so we're leaving early. She goes, okay, that's fine. Good. You're getting paid. Bye.
Okay, bye.
What?
Well, that's nice of Gary.
What was up with the, what was going on there?
Trolling her. Old people have to real life troll.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
So did she think that Gary's going to quit too? Something?
Well, he's right now he's looking at other jobs. I'm like, are you actually going to do this? He's like, no, probably not.
Well, I thought you said he's planning on retiring now.
Well, he was planning on retiring within a year, but he can't do that and keep his benefits, which he needs.
Oh, yeah, because of his wife and stuff.
Yeah, he's really dug himself into a real shitty hole.
Life. He's like he's the Eeyore the janitor.
Huh?
He's Eeyore the janitor.
Oh, Eeyore.
Hey, his only option now is to slowly start poisoning Monica.
The other way out? Suicide.
The chemicals there do that for you, but Only because the way that they measure chemicals is take jug, pour, 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 pour. Does that seem like enough while it's still pouring? Like, ah.
Just say when.
Are like the fumes killing you yet?
You feeling dizzy?
Well, it's serious. There was one time where she goes, okay, what we're going to do is to clean this bathroom is I want you to take this cleanser, spread it all over the floor, and then put bleach down. I did that, and then 5 minutes later, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to faint. And I went outside, and I felt really bad. And I looked up the active ingredients and all that, and we made chlorine gas.
Yeah, you chlorine gassed yourself.
Hey, I did that in our old bathroom.
Yeah.
And I was like, you dumb bitch. I'm going home. She says, it's not that bad. Go sit down for a while. I said, no, I'm going home.
Yeah, like you
tried to kill me.
Yeah, she like tried to make you gas yourself.
And then she was going to go to the vice principal and say, yeah, I don't know. He just couldn't handle it. He killed himself.
He killed himself in the school.
I told him not to mix those.
He was muttering all night about how he had, you know, better things to do.
But David, it's even better because now that I have the little laptop I can game on, I don't have to talk to anybody at work. What, like, once I'm done with my work, Gary's like, hey, you want to talk about what a bitch Monica is? I was like, Darksiders.
This is a thing over here.
Like, he's just checking in with you. He's like, hey, do you want to gossip, huh?
He does it all the time. Like, the only thing he wants to talk about is how much better it was in the old days and how much of a bitch Monica is.
It was better in the old days.
Seriously, if there's one thing we can all agree on, the old days were way better, and Trung will never know that.
Let's talk about that right now.
Remember the 90s?
God damn it. Could you, like, that's the thing. I could live in a, like, they would make so much of my money if they had a theme park based around the 90s.
Don't they still have Nickelodeon Studios somewhere?
No.
No.
I just watched a documentary like a few weeks ago about Nickelodeon Studios is gone.
Yeah, it's all gone. But like if they made like a Universal Studios type, just 90s, where like you could go into a coffee shop and like there'd be like a Nirvana looking band or whatever. And
the guy selling you tickets would be like, hey, radical.
Yeah, or like you'd see stores that still sold JNCO jeans and shit.
Yeah.
I would spend every weekend there.
I mean, how many pockets do I need? As many as you can fit on these pants.
I mean, just think of the quality of entertainment and the jobs we'd be making, not only in the park, but in the production lines that need to make all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hell yeah. Like, JNCO would rise from the ashes like a phoenix.
Like some sort of terrible zombie.
Yeah, lumbering around and murdering people. Well, there was two ways you could go with your JNCO jeans. You could have a lot of pockets or the deepest pockets.
Or, well, no, and no matter what, like those deep, if you got the deepest pockets, the pockets basically went down to your 30-inch legs.
Yeah.
Like, the opening was 30 inches, and the pockets would be hanging out the bottom. Like, I need that quarter.
Like, you'd drop your wallet back there, and it would fall for 36 straight inches. And then to get it, you'd have to, like, reach in there and, like, hike your foot up. It was insane. God damn. Boy,
just
do I
the
miss
best
them.
Pants. And the waist came in 12 or 40, so you really had to have a belt that would cinch up.
Yeah. Boy, do I miss the 90s.
But do you remember, well, it was about middle school when you couldn't wear those anymore at school because Columbine
happened.
And they were like, you could hide shotguns in there. I was like, yeah, I suppose you could.
Yeah, that was after I'd grown out of the fashion.
I was much more mature then.
David, I never had the fashion. Kids made fun of me for having pants that were too tight.
Rightfully so.
And then once
so.
I got my baggy pants, they're like, those pants are way too baggy. Look at our tight pants.
God, just yesterday, I was walking to the mailbox at work, and I caught myself in one of those full-length store windows, and I'm like, damn, I wish I had some fucking JNCOs. I miss those things.
David, pause the podcast for a second. I need a straw. Or David will be angry with me.
I'm angry with you now for having to stop, you skinny jean bitch. Tell him what I said, Adam.
He says he's angry at you now for having to stop, you skinny jean bitch.
There we go.
Oh, it's coming back!
Also, I'm also not editing any of this out.
Timeless cyclical.
And he's got a hobo...
Time's not a line!
A hobo amount of whiskey there.
A hobo amount? Does that mean
like,
a little bit or a lot?
It's the type of bottles that hobos carry around.
Did you know it's called a superfluidity of nuns?
What are you talking about?
A group of nuns is called a superfluidity.
By whom?
I don't believe you.
Look it the fuck up. It's in the same book that where the guy named every other group of everything.
Well, who gave him authority over this?
Apparently we all did because it's a murder of crows. It's a pride of lions.
I don't remember voting on this.
It's a congress of orangutans or baboons.
What if we wrote one? Could we get some of that sweet cred?
We're not old-timey enough.
Some of that sweet plural money?
Yeah, be like, hey, you're not the only person who knows about groups of shit.
I know adjectives.
Yeah.
I can add descriptors to things too.
Yeah, like there are so many. I'm sure maybe he's, I don't know, he might be a doctor, but what would you be a doctor in like naming things?
Linguistics?
Latin.
But you'd have to also be somewhat familiar with zoology, so you'd have to be a zoologist and a linguist.
I don't think you need to know zoology for it.
Well, it's all about animals, right?
Except for nuns.
Well, yeah, and those animalistic nuns.
Well, they're practically animals.
They're apes, mean, like the rest of us.
Yeah, even humans are animals, so I mean, that's technically correct still.
The smartest animals.
Yeah, well, la-dee fucking da.
Oh, hey. No need for cursing. The nuns are here.
Oh, you have them there?
Yeah, I brought over the nuns.
Oh.
Hi, I am Sister Francesca.
These are weird nuns. Were they hit in the head?
Where'd they even come from? I didn't even notice them until now.
They're very small nuns. They're midget nuns. They're midget nuns that have been hit in the head.
They're miniatures.
These are the ones that like grew up eating paint chips, and now Andy takes care of them on weekends.
They're from the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
It's that a big brother, stupid. Little sister program.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They took that phrase, we are all the Lord's children, and took it very literally and only took in people who look like children.
Hmm. So, legitimate children and midgets.
Yeah. If you don't grow up to be a midget, you are kicked out.
If you don't grow up to be a midget?
Yep.
So if you don't grow up.
Like Peter Pan. Did you know Peter Pan was a nun?
I thought you were inferring that he was a midget.
Both.
Anyway.
Where are we going?
I don't know.
Where am I?
So what else is new? Oh, so guys, by the time this airs, probably, I don't know if anyone's going to be excited about it or not, but I'm going to be interviewing a paleontologist who is a sauropod specialist.
Oh, that's suddenly okay. David's too important for us.
Adam, have you ever been on one of these interviews?
Yes.
Yeah. It is the worst. It's David talking to a guy and going, I wish I had your job.
Yeah, like none of us are talking and he's just asking the guy 100,000 questions and blowing him in the process.
That's fine. We don't need to be there for it.
Yeah, that's why I didn't invite you guys, because I knew that it wasn't going to be
I sent
bag.
David a very nice article.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
my wife sent it to me first. She said, hey, look, Brontosaurus is real. And I said, fuck you.
Well, the article did not lead me to believe that it is a real thing 100% yet. It still needs to be accepted by various paleontological figureheads.
I just need them to stop telling me things exist, and then they tell me they don't exist, and I'm like, but wait a minute.
I just don't know what to trust anymore.
It's hard to do, man. Like, how difficult do you think it would be to differentiate a species from rocks you found in the ground?
Pretty hard.
Yeah, so that's why, you know, sometimes you're like, whoops, oh, that was an accident, but here's the real thing, and then later you're like, oh, that's not it either.
Yeah, taxonomy becomes really tricky when you go that far back.
Yeah, so...
And you don't necessarily get all the bones.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, there are so many things that are still missing heads that we're just like, they'd probably look like this. It could be way off.
Put a big smiley face on it.
This one looks like Cookie Monster.
I think the sauropod had Tom Hanks's head.
Yeah, well, they didn't have access to barbers back then, so they all look like Tom Hanks from Castaway.
Mm. Yeah. You know how you can tell that it was Tom Hanks? Because he's big.
Oh, I was going to say because his name was on the movie.
Oh. No,
that's how I
knew. Dinosaur.
Oh.
Look, I'm going to be honest. I don't care for either of these jokes.
You already lost me. I'm looking on Instagram.
Well, then did you see that in the next Jurassic Park movie, they got back Jeff Goldblum?
What is going on with all of these franchises? Oh, my God.
What's wrong with that? I'm excited.
I don't know whether to be excited or not. Like, it's just going to be... Here's what pisses me off about that movie the most. And it's no real...
The one that isn't out or the one that is out?
The one that's coming out. Jurassic World 2.
Okay.
Because all the paleontology people I follow now are clogging up my feed with, like, shitty leaked screenshots of the goddamn thing. And speculations on what dinosaurs are going to be in the fucking thing. I don't give a shit. I want to learn about the actual thing, man.
But David, the most exciting part about Jurassic World was Jimmy Buffett.
Jimmy Buffett?
You didn't see Jimmy Buffett?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The best part of that movie was the guy frantically trying to save his margaritas from the pterosaurs.
That was Jimmy Buffett.
I know!
You don't see Jimmy Buffett anymore. He's always having boat drinks.
Yeah, well, If you're that old and have been drinking for that long, what are you gonna do in your old age?
Drink.
Yeah.
Save your drinks from dinosaurs.
Yeah, you gotta save your drinks from the dinosaurs.
Yeah. I'll be damned if I'll let them drink these motherfuckers. In a park like that, they must have been $24 a piece.
At least.
Well, seriously, he's thinking right. He just spent $50 on two margaritas and he says, well, I'll be damned.
I'll be damned. I'll die with these in my belly.
I'll keep you safe in my tummy.
So, I don't know where they could go with the second one, though. Cause
I don't really either. I think that... Oh, what the hell's his name? The Chinese guy that was like...
The
main scientist guy. Wong?
I think he's going to become more of a main villain.
I guess. Like, the timeline is now so convoluted. It's like the Terminator timeline.
No, it is not. It's progressed, literally.
The Terminator timeline is the worst.
Well, Jurassic World, I thought, like... went after right after Jurassic Park 1
World is way in the future from any of the other ones.
I don't know, because there's no way they'd get a park to be
I'm
able to
telling
open
you right now. It is, so you do know.
Then I hate that movie even more, because who would back that shit? Like, that Indian guy's like, yeah, I want to throw away billions of dollars on something that is completely uncontrollable.
They did a pretty good job until they tried to make a dinosaur. A new one.
Yeah.
Yeah, if only they hadn't done that. What an odd chink in their armor.
Well, did you ever see what the original plot was going to be?
Half dinosaurs, half people?
Yes.
Excuse me?
It was going to be like an island of Dr. Moreau with dinosaurs. Yeah,
I would love that.
Maybe that's what the next one will be. Maybe I can't remember that guy's name.
Well, all the stuff that I'm seeing, like all the leaked screenshots or whatever, are pretty much your standard, like, shipping animals to someplace. So
shipping animals,
shipping
dinosaurs.
Are we
putting them in relationships?
Yeah, like you're hoping that these two ankylosaurs get together and they draw a little heart.
Yeah, I'm shipping the tyrannosaurs and the raptors.
But okay, so while we're talking about franchises starring Chris Pratt.
Sure.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2 just came out. By all accounts, it's wonderful. I do have a problem with that movie, having not seen it.
Okay.
There are 5 after credit sequences.
Jesus.
Holy fuck.
5.
Why not just like put them at the end of the movie instead of just in the credits?
See, when I said that, when I spoke about these, no one looked at me, but now that Andy's offended, we're all like, oh my god.
That's
and
because David's like, there's one after credit sequence. It's awful. 5 is a little much, and it's I looked at some of them.
Don't tell me anything.
But how are you going to... They're introducing characters like, well, this guy is probably important for Thanos to be around, but he's too stupid to have his own movie, so let's make him an after-credit sequence.
Yeah, I can't take your word... I can't go on your side for this, David, because you were offended at 2 credit sequences.
Yeah,
two after-credits.
2 is way too many, and
that is not
5?
Way too much. If 1 is fine, 2 may be slightly over what is necessary, but it's still okay.
Okay, on a 2-hour-plus movie for these fucking superhero movies, plus having to sit to watch the credits, plus sequence after sequence after sequence, that is pushing your bladder to the limits.
See, I used to have an app on my phone. It's called RunPee.
Mm-hmm.
And it would you could start it at the beginning of a movie, and it would vibrate in your pocket when a scene was coming up that wasn't important to the plot, so you could run and pee.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Mm. That's a pretty good idea.
They actually stopped making it, though, because I guess it's probably really hard for people to continue, like, watch a movie and just be on their phone like, okay, that's not important. That's not important.
Oh,
I tried
man.
To use it for Logan, but...
It didn't work?
They didn't have Logan because the app is so old.
Well, why aren't they keeping that up to date? That seems like a useful tool.
Because it was a free app.
Oh.
And,
Oh, so it was. I bet it was someone's probably fucking programming project for school somewhere.
Could be. It was useful for a while.
Yeah, because he stopped.
Because when you get your small Coke that is 78 ounces at the theater for only $50.
Yeah, and you can upsize for 50 cents more, but throw most of it away.
Yeah, and then climb in the bucket and put that on your seat and just be like, gloop. But see, I am looking forward to Guardians of the Galaxy. It's just that when they're like, there's 5 after credit sequences, they're like, you have got to be full of it.
Yeah, I am so uninterested in going to theaters to see movies anymore. I couldn't.
It's because you're old and crotchety.
Possibly, but I also don't want other people like fucking me in the ears with their loud ass, like Richter scale level fucking candy wrappers.
That's only when you and Andy see movies.
Yeah, well, I'm always there when I see a movie. Believe it or not.
We've had small problems the last few times that I've finally gotten fed up and I just turned to him like, hey, shut up.
I can't do it anymore. It's so much easier just to wait till it's on Blu-ray. You got a 72-inch TV, bam.
Just like when we went and saw Get Out and there was a bitch next to me on her phone. I looked at her, I said, really? On your phone? Right now? During the movie? And she went, oh, God. And her boyfriend turned to her and was like, what the fuck are you doing?
God damn it, Sheila, I told you.
Was he on the side of his head that had a glass eye? Why was he letting it...
I don't know. Maybe people can get more absorbed into movies than we can, David.
Yeah, because we're being distracted by phones.
Maybe he's just so used to it that he didn't even realize.
I guess.
Or he didn't care until a stranger said something.
He's like, hey, you're making me look bad, baby.
Hey, woman.
He was also a gangster.
Baby.
I'm trying to watch this movie about these Negroes.
It was the ghost of Frank Sinatra watching Get Out.
Oh, yeah, that was a really old Mia Farrow next to me.
I knew it. I knew we'd get to the bottom of this.
I was half tempted to do my Sammy Davis Jr. impression.
Hey, cool cats.
I can never pass up an opportunity for that.
You can never pass up an opportunity to Sammy Davis Jr.
Like, is there anything? I feel like there should be something happening. Everything is so boring now.
It's raining.
Yeah, well, the weather was really nice until it was the weekend.
I would love for it to rain. We've got to go to Trung's fucking... graduation next week.
All right.
Oh no, Trung graduated. How awful. Trung, can't you graduate by yourself? Ugh.
It's so far away. The fucking thing's in Coolidge, which is like an hour and 15 minutes.
Ugh.
I'm not even getting anything. They're not going to be like, here, thanks for driving out. I just watch Trung get his thing and we go home.
Your adopted Vietnamese child only graduates once.
Yeah, well, he'll probably graduate two or three times.
Well, haven't you already graduated from MCC, or was that
no?
Okay, so it had just from the other one.
Uh huh.
Okay.
I mean, this is not like a kindergarten graduation, which is useless.
No, that's different. That's a completely fundamental milestone.
Well, and Trung's graduation's next, so it's 7 days from now, and he has yet to get his cap and gown because he hasn't gone to order it.
I think he's just going to wear a bow tie and vest, and that's it.
That's it. Hey. And his cord.
Oh.
His honors thing.
Is that how they graduate in Vietnam, like a Chippendales dancer?
Yeah, and he doesn't have any dress shoes. This kid's going to be walking with a cap and gown, maybe, and, like, sandals.
Oh, shit, I don't have a cap and gown. Quick, give me one of your cowboy hats. Chris, I need a dress, and I have paper bags for my feet.
You can wear the detective outfit. The trench coat's kind of like a gown.
Or like the private eye.
Look, I found a degree.
Big scoop.
I am Inspector Gadget, apparently.
I'm going to be getting my promotion finally at the end of this month.
Promotion? What are you being promoted to?
I'm going to be the medical records director at the place that I'm working at.
As a director, do you have to file stuff still, or do you just tell people to file?
She just yells cut and action a lot.
Yeah, lots of action, less cutting.
Action! She says, hey, fill out those files and action. It's because my hand cut. Lunch. She's wearing one of those stupid pairs of puffy director's pants and sitting in... She has one of those old-timey megaphones.
And the writing crop.
Yeah, it's obnoxious. Yeah, she's a writing crop. She's just associating things.
And I have an assistant only to snap that little thingy.
Yeah, she says, action. God, send me actors.
speaking of jobs, I assume the reason that...
Steve Jobs.
...that I got called in because I was starting rumors is one of the teachers I was talking to, one of the ones that goes, it was the bitch, wasn't it? Goes, so you're in 10 years, you're the seventh person we've had.
Wow.
And it's always the same problem, and I'm going to complain.
Good. Somebody better.
Like, it takes the 10th person to complain?
Yeah, that is insane.
The seven people in 10 years, the one that lasted the shortest lasted only 3 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, like, if you keep buying cars from the same lot and they keep breaking down, when do you stop and look at the lot?
Does the principal or vice principal, do they, like, forget about them each time?
The vice principal wants to keep the ocean as still as possible, and the principal is out of there in a year, and she gets to retire, still being paid her $200,000 salary.
Woo!
I thought maybe Monica, or whatever her name was, sprinkles dust over their eyes, and they forget about everything.
She might. I mean, she's... David, if I walked into the back room and saw a cauldron on top of the boiler...
Well, first of all, it's a Dutch oven, Andy. Don't be so fucking... I know you're prejudiced against witches.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. She was cooking a roast on top of the boiler. Except the roast was a bunch of salamanders and the blood of an orphan.
Then you knew the blood was definitely from an orphan with bottles labeled?
Yeah, we have orphan David, blood. Every school has at least three orphans.
Well,
that
where
have
do they
give blood every month.
Where do they go at the end of the school day?
At the end of the school, we send them back to the orphanage.
What?
Yeah, that's how I met all those nuns. They run the orphanage.
Oh, that makes sense. Are they always like running from the Nazis and pulling spark plugs out of cars and stuff?
Yeah, I met Anne Frank's great-great-great-great granddaughter. I know what you're saying. Anne Frank never had any children.
Shh. Prove it.
Yesterday I was about ready to go and be like, so I got a new job that wants me to start on Monday, bye forever. I just lost all, I don't care.
Well, yeah, but that's, I'd savor the flavor, Andy, because you have all the power now.
See, like, but David, right now, it's getting up to into the high 80s right now, mm-hmm. in Nevada.
Must be rough.
At 4 o'clock, they turn off all the AC in the school. And then I put on a 30-pound backpack that gradually turns into a 60-pound backpack over the course of 2 hours.
Because it keeps eating things?
Yeah. Of course. I'm sucking up all the coals from the fireplaces.
Like, as late as last week, there were people from Minnesota and Wisconsin here, but they look like melting candles behind the wheel.
Honey, we have to go.
Oh, God. Like, the alarm didn't go off and we've been stuck in this hellhole. Oh, God.
My God, Snow Wife, my magic hat is falling off.
Little piles of ash where the snowbirds didn't make it out in time.
Yeah, it's just like a the aftermath of the T2 explosion, rather.
Oh God, yeah. The 80s.
We have to get to the car, but don't shuffle too quickly. We're so dry, I'm like kindling. Oh, no!
That's the beautiful thing about summer in Arizona, is the roadways are empty.
David says there's a beautiful thing about summer in Arizona. Yeah. But we were there during...
I know the truth.
During, like, March in Arizona?
Yeah.
Like, oh, guys, you came at the perfect time. It's only 102.
It's gorgeous.
No. It was getting, like, up into the early 90s.
No,
let's not be dramatic.
Because you guys came...
There's no such thing as the early 90s.
Yeah, last time you came was May.
It was May, yeah. It was May, and it was fucking hot. We were standing outside that stupid escape place, and we're like, okay, what are we going to do next? And we stood there for 25 minutes getting third-degree sunburn.
Yeah.
And then I was planning on going down to David's place, and I talked to my wife. I was like, hey, can you take off? And it was going to be the end of this month. I was like, can you take off these days? She goes, absolutely not.
Oh. Why? Did she already try and they denied her?
Well, she got a bunch of new people at work and she's supposed to be training them for like the entire month, I guess. I don't know. Oh. I do know that she has not had a day off this week.
That's rough, man. I do not miss having jobs where if I don't show up, like I don't have to find anyone to cover for me. I can just do what I missed the next day. Like,
you call and you say, hey, I've got paid sick time that I'd like to use right now.
Yeah. And then like no one like is scrambling to be like, oh, God, how are we going to replace this jackass? Like, it's just my work. I'll do it later.
That does happen at the school, but only when like two people call in sick. Because then there's nobody to cover the night. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm here by myself. Thanks for calling in sick, you jackass old man.
I love how he just, like, did not give a shit. He would just, like, totally blow you off.
So last week I took Thursday, Friday off. Just mm-hmm. as vacation days. And I told him this was going to happen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He called in sick on Friday and Monday. Because I had days off. Why doesn't he get days
That's
off?
That's what he's always done.
That's... I guess if your life is his life, that would be the highlight?
I suppose.
That's the high life?
That's his Miller high life.
That's his Miller high life, yeah. He's like constantly drinking the champagne of beers, but virtually. You know?
Champagne of beers.
This champagne is gross.
Oh, did somebody piss in this?
Oh my God.
Honey, the champagne has got bad.
Oh, I guess to throw this out to everybody, the books are done. They're available.
I'm excited, but David's like we got on the call with David and he goes, "Hi guys." I said, "Hey, what's going on?" I said, "Hey, those books are done." He goes, "Yeah, I guess they're fucking done."
I don't know. I
it's happening again. You drug him back down.
Yeah, way to go.
Everybody who does something like artistic, I think, feels that way. After they do it, they're like, ugh, and they're immediately regretful.
I felt like that, and then you gave me such high praise that now I've become an author.
Yeah,
we are authors now.
Yeah, that's the thing. Now I've got so many like actual good stories surrounding the shitty ones that I backhandedly tossed in.
Oh my god, yours aren't shitty. Shut
up. It's so not good.
Well, see, David, the way around that, and you've already done a lot of the work towards it, is you just become a publisher.
Yeah, so I'll just make a living off of other suckers like you guys who do all my work.
Oh, if we wrote romance stories, could you become a publisher?
I'll put that on my business card.
You've already laid out all the groundwork. You made a bunch of people authors, like, just a week ago.
Yeah. You made us become authors, and I will never forgive you.
Damn it.
Well, I'm sure most of you are now familiar with the feel of cold steel pressed up against the back of your head that forced you to become an author.
Even Trung's an author.
Yeah. You're all published. And
on Amazon.
Yeah, on Amazon. Ooh. We've reached the lofty heights of Amazon, guys.
Yeah, but there's a physical book that has my story in it that David is going to send me, and I'm going to say, true. Ooh la la. I'm going to put it on a shelf, and I will read every story except for mine.
Yeah, that's what I should have done.
Well, you did the opposite.
He only read his.
He just read his own story.
No, like, when they came in, I was like, oh, man, I'll just, I fucking made the thing. I'll sit down and read it. So I started reading it from front to back, and when I got to mine, they really...
Which is the second story.
Yeah. So you can imagine how stark drastic the change is.
You're so dumb.
It was fun.
Patrick Rothfuss put a poll on Twitter the other day that said, how many times have you read The Name of the Wind? And I was like, well, at this point, I've listened to it twice, so I guess I'll say twice. And people started asking him, how many times you've read it? He's like, I wrote it, so I've read it like 300 to 400 times. I'm like, that is a 1,200-page book, you madman.
And he reads it? The thing he wrote?
Well, he's got like, and this is how I think all these authors work. He's got like this big, it's supposed to be a trilogy of this big fantasy thing, but I don't think he had the end planned out. He's been working on the third book for like 5 years now.
Oh, yeah. problem.
I bet you'd have to keep reading it over and over again just to keep your facts straight.
I remember everything that happened, yeah.
That is way too much, man.
When one of your main villains is a perverse giving tree.
Oh, God.
It was actually a pretty cool thing. But
yeah, it sounds cool.
Well, like it's like this evil... It's like an evil spirit that lives in this tree that will tell you exactly what you want. Like you ask it a question, it'll be like, yeah, this is what you do to solve your problem. But he tells you to solve your problem in a way that will cause chaos in the world later.
Uh-huh.
But you don't know that.
God, if I had to reread all my stuff that many times, even the shortest piece, I would never write a single word.
Maybe that's what's taking... George R. R. Martin so long, is he's rereading all his books.
Yeah, he's got to read all 7 of his books.
Oh, God, why did I write so much about meals and banners?
Jesus Christ, how many times did I put nipple in here?
He's going through the pink highlighter, like, that's important, that's important.
God, everything's highlighted.
Yeah, I don't know, so...
Why did I only highlight the food?
What if I want to reference this particular meal in the next book?
God, I'm hungry.
Never write hungry.
You guys should start a 2-man show, J.R.R. Tolkien's In Our Monologue.
No, J.R.R. Tolkien's Inner Monologue is apparently always in folk song.
Yeah, so...
Started singing to them.
Oh, that's what you should do. One be J.R.R. Tolkien and one be Martin, and just switch back and forth talking about food and song.
It's a 2-man show.
Hey, let's make an entire book about sex, food, and song.
It'd be a vaudeville act. Slash those shows where somebody pretends to be Mark Twain.
Yeah, that's the thing I was going to say. If you worked hard enough, you could probably open for Val Kilmer's Mark Twain one-man show.
But one of us would have to become horribly skinny, stuffy, and British, and the other one would have to become basically a bowling ball with a beard.
Well, you can wear costumes.
Yeah, we could buy a fat suit.
What else? Like I said, I've been playing a lot of Darksiders, even though you don't particularly like it.
I like it.
He was playing it on Xbox.
It's fun. Yeah.
They announced the third one, and they put the other two on sale on Steam for $10 for both of them. And I was like, hey, I can't pass up that deal.
See, if they hadn't just given me the first one for free on Xbox.
Yeah, exactly.
But I started out Darksiders, and I said, man, I remember the combat being a lot more complicated than this. You have to buy all your goddamn moves.
Yeah, essentially.
It's like, okay, well, I wish I had more than three slashes to start. This is fun.
Yeah, that's it's a very linear beat 'em up that's like very slowly opens its legs to you. But you know, it's still fun. It, like, even if you're even if you could just focus on the mindless button mashing and you know, ripping demons' heads off.
I do like the second one a lot better than the first one.
See, I haven't played the second one because all I was free was the first one.
The second Darksiders game was the very first Xbox game that I got 100% of the achievements on.
Jesus. Wow. But how long did that take?
A long time.
Here's why I bring it up, is in the third game, they've replaced one of the horsemen.
Did they?
So, what?
So, so far we have War and Death.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
of the remaining two, which one do you think could not be a proper character?
Well, they named the last two Fury and Strife.
Yeah.
Fury.
Which is not, like...
They renamed them for the purposes of this universe.
They replaced Famine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did that in the first game. They set that up, like, right off the bat.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I was like, what? It was...
But I was talking about it, I said, you know, because Famine would not make a great action star, I don't think.
I'm gonna take all your food!
Plus, is everyone still dead? Like...
We have no idea where this one's going to be taking place in the timeline, because the second Darksiders game happened within the first one.
So at the end of the second one, do they bring back humanity and they're like, whoops, sorry.
No. Well, so because the second Darksiders game ends before the first one ends.
Okay.
And the third one looks to be happening while War is still chained up, so...
So it might also be happening within the first game.
So, you know, the status, vis-a-vis these games is, still have not brought the humans back after War started the apocalypse umpteen years ago?
It wasn't him. Somebody else broke the seal.
It tricked me.
tricked me in starting the apocalypse.
Yeah, however it happened. Moral of the story is, humans are still an extinct species.
Yeah, like... Nobody's winning at this point.
How long, like, do we have to wait around for this to happen?
Well, I don't think there's any recovering. Like, the people are either, like, already being tortured in hell or in heaven.
Then why are they fighting over the earth if everyone's dead and God's not gonna, or not God,
because
they still have
to find out who is gonna hold dominion over the earth, I guess?
I don't know. Who's gonna hold dominion over this rock?
Yeah, who the fuck cares? The people in hell have hell, the people in their analog of heaven have heaven. Why do you give a fuck about earth? Like, is it so cool you want to hang out in it all the time and fly around the buildings and shit?
The demons seem to be having a good time with
it. Yeah, that horrible titty bat that I killed.
Yeah, what are those guys that, like, what are they, are? What's their
investment?
They
seem to be having a good time down there.
They're like, hey man, we really love these old cathedrals.
These are pretty sweet.
Also, awesome. I think you mentioned this before, but are both Fulgrim and the Watcher voiced by Mark Hamill? Because it's throwing me off.
Yes.
Which one's Fulgrim?
The guy who's the shopkeep.
Maybe it's been a long time.
They start talking to each other. I'm like, okay, Mark Hamill, you could change your voice a little more.
He's like the best part of that game, though.
Mark Hamill?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's pretty fun. It's kind of like a Zelda God of War.
Yeah.
Yeah,
mythology
exactly
fuck up.
But I still like anything Mark Hamill is in, because his voice always brings something. Even like without his voice, I don't know if it would have the same appeal.
You should play Full Throttle that they remastered on Steam.
Does that Mark Hamill is one of the
Mark
bikers?
Mark Hamill's the villain.
Oh.
Also, Full Throttle is just a fucking bitchin' game.
Totally bitchin'.
Look, it's one of those old LucasArts games like The Dig that you cunts love so much.
It's a good game.
Yeah, The Dig is a pretty good game.
I can't play them. I can't figure them out. It's like, hey, look, I have a spark plug and a baby.
Mash them together.
Well, that's what made LucasArts what they were, was like the confounding and backwards-ass logic you needed. I remember having to try and figure your way out of sneaking some banana pickers out of a cannibal's hut that's locked. Right? Like, so that's like the thing. They're so zany. But okay, so here's the thing the problem I have with modern-day point-and-click. There's the, if you heard of that one, it's called like Thimbleweed something.
No.
It's the new, it's written by the same guy who did Monkey Island.
Okay.
So, but it's so fucking, like, too cool for the room and so aware of itself. Like, they're constantly breaking the fourth wall, being like, since this is a point-and-click adventure game, I'd probably want to do blah-bitty-blah-blah-blah. And, like, the voice acting is terrible like it was back in the, you know, it's way too self-aware. And when they brought it back, I was like, this is, they completely missed the point.
So, David, if you love 90s point-and-click games,
mm-hmm.
then on Steam, you should look up Toonstruck.
What's that?
Well, it's a lovely point and click adventure game, kind of in the vein of like a Roger Rabbit, starring our very own Christopher Lloyd.
Oh, what? Yeah, I remember that.
What are you doing?
I haven't played it. I'm horrible at these. I've watched people try to play it and not figure anything out.
Well, I mean, what are we trying to do here? Like, what's the point of the game?
You're Christopher Lloyd, and you're trying to... He gets sucked into a cartoon, and he's trying to get out, I think.
Is he playing Christopher Lloyd?
No.
What am I doing here?
I'll have to look
I'm Christopher that. Lloyd, and I'm in a cartoon!
And it's full motion video?
I got some FMV in there! Marty!
Marty. Wow, this is from when he was young, and it's got Ben Stein in it?
Yeah, it's got a lot of people in it.
Star-studded cast.
God, Ben Stein and Christopher Lloyd together at last.
Yeah, when FMV came to video games, like, everybody jumped on board. The aforementioned Mark Hamill?
Speaking of FMV games, they're bringing back Night Trap.
Wow.
I bet...
If it's $10, I'll buy it.
Then it wouldn't be so bad, but I bet they're going to miss the mark and emphasize the thing that people really didn't like.
Well, no, this is a remake. It's not a remake, it's a remaster, so it's HD. It's
the same okay. Game. Okay, because
they're not bringing it back like it's a...
They're not revitalizing the franchise.
That's good, because like when fans revitalize something, it's usually like...
What do fans know?
Well, that's the thing. They're just paying lip service to everything that ever happened instead of things that make the game good.
Trung and Chris, have you ever heard of Night Trap?
No.
It was a Sega CD game that is the reason there's a rating system for video games.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Well, that's part of the reason. That and Mortal Kombat.
There was such an outrage over practically nothing.
Oh, yeah, because this was during the Satanic Panic in the 80s. Everything was evil, and they you know, you're looking at this video game with these choppy full motion videos of these guys
grainy.
In all black, like, sneaking around trying to get in this woman's house, and they're like, this is incredibly dangerous for our children to have.
Well, the basic plot is you are a guy who somehow has video cameras in this lady's house, and she's having a sleepover with all of her cool, loose-shirted 90 friends.
Yeah, they play
it. Slasher game?
And there's, like, gimps sneaking in, and you have to stop the gimps from getting her?
Oh, you're a good guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you installed cameras all over this lady's house.
Well, you're like the pervert with the heart of gold.
you're the pervert that's justified in the end because you saved their lives.
You're the only guy ever to install cameras in someone's house against their will and without their knowledge for the right reasons.
Justifiable perversion is the name of my band.
Yeah, then at the end he says, now you have to love me.
Yeah, he gets off on being the hero but not being in the room.
Being a distant hero.
Yeah. he like turns off his computer. He's like,
So is this Home Alone by proxy?
Yeah. It's a guy with Cheeto dust on his massive tits like, oh, I'll get these guys.
Get those wet bandits.
Oh, yeah.
Large sticky boys. Get them sticky
Look
boys.
Look at these sticky boys.
Oh, light you on fire.
I'm
pink,
just picturing a very fat Macaulay Culkin at a computer screen.
Yeah, that's how he grew up.
Oh, no, that's just what's happening, is Macaulay Culkin is sitting there trying to fuck with Joe Pesci.
One of these days, my band will really make it big. Anyway.
Oh, no, here's what happened. Macaulay Culkin grew up and made the security system that is featured in Night Trap.
Oh, you're right.
And he's the guy who, like, monitors all the houses, and he's just waiting for shit like
Are
this
sure
to happen.
Are you sure this is part of the typical Night Trap home security installation? Yeah, paint cans on strings are very standard.
Yeah, how many micro-machines, like, what's your micro-machine budget around here?
Do they even still make micro-machines? I think those are expensive now.
They make Hot Wheels.
Yeah, the micro-machines are off the market, actually.
Okay, so do you think that's because people were eating them?
Eating what?
Micro-machines.
That's why, like, Polly Pockets and stuff are off,
Andy,
too.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you're the person that couldn't help himself from eating very tiny dice.
Yeah, but that was
only for the reason they were very tiny.
Those were so small.
Yeah, well, it was a bad idea then.
How old were you when you ate these dice?
He was in his
20s.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the only reason he ever gave me is, they're so small, I have to eat them.
And then your question to me is, do you think the kids actually swallowed micro-machines?
Micro-machines are much bigger than those dice.
Well, that's like the little
compared
people.
Compared to cars, they're very tiny.
Yeah,
and those little people toys are now giant, fat-ass people, because people used to eat them.
Yeah, and like the ratio from those dice is nothing compared to a micro machine and a real car.
Here, Andy, don't you come to me again. Ask, will people eat something just because it's tiny?
Yeah, you goddamn idiot. You've never eaten anything like 1/200th the size of anything else.
One of these days you're going to roll a nat 20.
Yeah.
Right up my butt.
Look at me. I ate something 1/20th the size of something else. Oh, whoa.
So did you, like, when you pooped them out, were they, like, just hanging out in the toilet?
I only ever saw one sticking out of a turd.
Some archaeologist in the future.
And you ate two of them?
I assume the rest are just hanging out in the folds of my colon.
How many did you eat?
Well, there was two in every pack of cards.
And I bought 40 packs. In fact, my dinner that night was tiny dice.
Pretty sure you have like plastic poisoning.
I could afford eggs and tiny dice, so I had a wondrous omelet.
Yeah. He ate it like a bowl of Cheerios.
Oh, my teeth.
Snake God, eyes.
These are so tiny.
Worth it.
Worth it.
Shit out of my face, Andy.
You have intestinal cancer.
Your intestines are lined with dice.
Oh my God. That's how I digest now.
Looks like a horrible game of Yahtzee in here.
I'm like an awful chicken that grinds up its food with dice.
He's more dice than man. He's going to end up like Clayface, and his body will be made of dice like the Michelin Man.
I thought it was like two.
They call me High Roller.
It was two dice? Ugh. You should get a CAT scan or whatever and see if like you could see them.
Yeah, see where your body has appropriated them.
My shit's been scanned.
See if you can make an appointment with your doctor to have a look in your colon for fun.
Yeah. It's a virtual colonoscopy.
Hi, can you look at my colon, but just for like funsies?
Hey, doc, I'm feeling okay, but can I get a peek inside this colon?
Give me a live feed.
Yeah, I'll take one way or the other. I just need some footage up in there.
I just need a security camera installed up there so I can just like turn on my computer and look at it whenever
I'm worried there are two tiny gimps stalking my insides.
Gotta get those wet bandits out of there.
And I'm trying to dump them down into traps and, you know, hit them with steam and the like.
The teenage girls that live in my colon are very upset.
So what can we do about this, Doc?
They're saying they aren't getting enough air guitar on the tennis racket time.
David, are you playing games right now?
No, why?
Because it just said Wolfwood 711 is playing Space Rogue.
Am I? Oh, because my...
He paused the game.
Yeah, I paused it to come in.
When you texted and said we were ready, I was like, do we have to drop everything that we're doing and go record? He goes,
I immediately
texted him to say we were ready. I told him 2:30 was the time.
Yeah, and I forgot. So I said...
he didn't tell anybody else but himself in his mind.
Yeah,
so.
I got the text. I grabbed a glass of water, poured the contents into Krista's computer, and I said it is time for the show.
Now
either way, separate creeping on Craigslist.
Okay, creeping on Craigslist.
I have looked upon the dark corners of the internet. I have seen satanic rituals, bees in jars, and adult infants. I pushed through this jungle and beheld bathtubs of noodles and desecrated train tracks. Still, I moved on, not knowing what horrors I would uncover. The darkest heart of the Congo and the Amazon were paradise compared to this. I'm still here. It won't let me leave. But perhaps the tales I uncover will keep you from making the same mistake. This is Creeping on Craigslist.
Boom. Andy, what's up?
$650. Three burr, 1,100 foot squared. Three-bedroom, two-bath home in Hayden, only $650. Hayden.
Where's Hayden in relationship to you?
Hey, Vern. I don't know.
You know, it doesn't say the state on here, so...
I don't know where Hayden is.
All right, so let's hope we know we can find this place.
Three-bedroom, two-bath home for rent, located in Hayden. Only $650 per month with an $850 returnable security deposit.
If you have to ask where Hayden is, this home isn't for you.
Unless I find damage, and I will keep the deposit as I expect it to be better than brand new.
What? I expect it to be better than when I gave it to you?
I know it's old, but you need to do the repairs and renovation.
What?
I know I'm your landlord, but...
So you're renting a dilapidated building so you can fix it up and he keeps Like, yeah, your progress?
You fix it up for me. You can live there while you're fixing it, but then I get it in the end.
Yeah.
That's fucked. This guy's
only
$650.
Only. I mean, Hayden's an expensive place to live.
If I know one thing about Hayden.
The Hayden town motto is, if you don't know about Hayden...
get out.
it's in Colorado.
Oh, okay.
Previous tenants were evicted and caught making meth.
So now I want you to fix my fucking house, you scumbags.
I want you to clean up all this meth.
Yeah.
Everything renovated since. Old appliances that won't be replaced if you break them. It's your responsibility, or I can charge you a rental fee for new appliances.
I mean, you shouldn't go breaking the appliances.
Right.
Yeah, that's the only part of this ad that seems sensible.
Shared backyard driveway. I will live two doors down so you can easily drop off rent. You pay utilities and upkeep on property.
It's a backyard driveway?
Yeah, you know, so you can drive to the other person's house.
Doesn't that make it your front yard?
I don't want to share a backyard with anybody.
Yeah, it just seems, that's a private area.
That's a violation of man's law.
How am I
going
to topless sunbathe? And I will have the option to show the place to future renters if needed. Month-to-month lease.
So, I think you missed a sentence.
So, yeah, rest assured, there is no assurance you will be living here from month to month.
There's no contract to sign.
Did Andy mention that he lives two doors down?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not three doors down, though.
Yeah, that's where the kryptonite lives.
Right. Got it. Okay, I'm up to date.
I love it. Like, everybody wants to live in a place they think they could be evicted from at any moment. And put in all the money and effort to fix it up, so...
Yeah, and rent the appliances.
You can live here, but don't unpack your things.
Yeah, live out of a suitcase.
Keep fixing things, you idiots.
Back to work.
And if the toilet or anything breaks, I'll give you the parts, but you have to fix it yourself.
So this guy is essentially setting himself up to be like the world's shittiest landlord in some sort of Guinness Records attempt.
Going for the record here, guys.
At least he's giving them the parts.
Yeah, thank God
Guinness
for that.
Guinness's shittiest records.
For some reason, I have a whole lot of toilet parts, so you can have those.
But that's it.
Yeah. Only break your toilet. If you need to break something, do it there.
If you can break one thing in your house, make sure it's your toilet.
I've got so many goddamn toilets, but that's my problem, not yours.
Don't worry about it.
I used to own Crane Plumbing.
I keep them all in your backyard, though.
Yeah. And I welded some together, so be on the lookout.
Don't use the indoor water heater, as it doesn't vent correctly, and the emissions build up in the basement, also, which also will flood if you shower or use a sink or dishwasher at the same time.
Jesus Christ.
What?
Even if you use a sink, that's hardly as taxing as either of the other
two. At
the
same time as the shower, that will flood.
Well, that makes it... I don't think his plumbing is hooked up to anything.
I
think
also
it just empties out into the basement.
Oh, well, there's spaghetti down here. What the...
So don't use a lot of water at one time, and you can't change the locks, as my realtor will be stopping by to show the house to future renters.
The garbage disposal is just a switch that turns on the sound effects of a garbage disposal.
It's just a guy making a noise.
there's a Walkman in there with a tape.
Click. Green. Flip to side B.
Oh, that's a good one.
Shared backyard and on the side of the house driveway with neighbors. So wait, you have a backyard driveway and a side driveway?
This place is nothing but driveways.
It's all driveways.
Well, his neighbors live on that driveway.
All driveways lead to this house.
And I'm aware their dog barks all day in the backyard, but it's what dogs do and I can't do anything about it.
What do you want me to do? Control dogs?
Oh,
give
wow.
Give him a toilet.
God, there are so many perks to living here. I can't believe it hasn't been snapped up already.
$650 isn't an appealing price.
Just go inside if it's in your front yard, as it might bite you.
It's not so much a dog as a feral animal.
This kind of describes like the life of someone who has been captured by another race of people. Like, you're having to do work you don't want to do. You're being chased by ravenous dogs who no one will bother to make them not kill you.
Oh, just a wolf.
It's a wolf, yeah. You're being chased
by
wolves.
The lizard men are making me fix my own toilet.
Yeah, that's a bizarre corollary he's got there.
Also, the neighbors will be draining their RV in the backyard driveway, so please don't confront them, as I already know about it.
Don't confront them about dumping their sewage in my backyard?
Mm-hmm. They'll also be draining their main veins back there.
They should just offer to dump it into your basement with all the other water.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it's already a septic tank.
There's a drain in the basement where all of our water goes.
Why can't they use one of the guy's millions of toilets?
Hey, I got all these toilet parts. Can we just make a toilet?
Make a toilet?
Jesus.
Basement? Oh, you mean the walk-in leech line.
We've got this huge open pit in our basement that seems to have no bottom, and that's where all our water goes.
The house is just condemned.
It's just right down the road from the recently released prisoner housing, and you will be responsible for snow removal and cleaning the snow off the roof. Not of the prisoner housing, I don't think, but...
Why throw in the tidbit about the halfway house down the street?
Because he has to go shovel
it. I think because,
it.
Like, so far he's told you nothing but bad things, and maybe... Is this the worst thing? I don't think so.
I don't think this is real anymore. It's too much.
I'm sort of leaning that direction myself.
It did not get taken down. Somebody went to this guy and was like, yep, I'd like this.
Well, not necessarily. It's just no one has said, like, I want to take this down.
Well, no, usually... An ad like this would be taken down by Craigslist.
Oh.
After investigating the property.
Really? Do they do that?
They investigate whether or not the stuff is real.
They send out, like, Craigslist investigators?
Well, after a whole bunch of people get killed and raped, I mean...
Well, yeah.
Cats are okay. Dogs are okay. House? Yes, of course. Okay. We know it's a house.
House included.
Laundry and building. Attached garage.
With the 18 driveways that go into the garage.
Yeah, pick a driveway. There's a laundromat on every one of them.
The garage is some sort of fourth dimensional hypercube.
Okay, don't take the driveway with the dog, and don't take the driveway with all of the human feces from the RV, but do take the driveway that goes up and over the house and into the backyard.
Looks like some sort of terrible Hot Wheels track.
It's like a white trash Dr. Seuss, like... Burbs.
There's like a loop-de-loop into the neighbor's house, and then it comes out into the driveway.
You go through the booster so you can go through the loop-de-loop.
Hot Wheels leading the way!
Hot Wheels! Beat that! Oh, we went in the wrong track!
Poop driveway! Just brown spray everywhere.
Slip and slide.
But it's only $650 for a house.
Yeah, but it's dilapidated, and you have to fix it and get chased around by dogs.
And you can't wash your dishes and shower.
Yeah.
Okay, so you save water, and you get exercise running away from dogs.
I'm seeing nothing but upsides.
David, yeah. Sing me another 90s toy jingle.
You hang out with the prisoners.
Prospire.
Wasn't there one for Micro Machines?
Micro Machines had the fast-talking auctioneer.
That was one of their things.
They didn't have a jingle, though. Hmm.
Give me something.
The Crossfire one was good.
Andy already sang that.
Mighty Max.
Bam, wow, wow, bow. Good one.
I took the only words in that jingle, so David had to be the guitar.
That's what you get for only having one sentence and then a sweet-ass guitar lick.
What of the Guess Who song? How'd that go?
It's always fun to guess when you play Guess Who. Guess Who? Boom.
Does he have glasses? No. You fucking liar!
Fuck you!
Yeah, you always knew you were screwed when you drew somebody with glasses.
There's four of them, yeah.
Shit!
Well, seriously, be like, oh, does he have a beard? Like, click, 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 click,
like some sort of, like, 1920s phone operator. Let me connect you to Dave.
Oh, man.
But imagine playing that with somebody who's, like, covertly racist. Does he look kind of Jewish?
I guess. In
the versions I played, they were only white people. Have they changed that?
There's been black people in it. Like,
I think they've changed it up to have a lot of minorities. I think when you're easing into that, it's much, much harder. Like, is he black? And they're like, click. The whole just both hands on it.
What if they're super ambiguous minorities?
Yeah, because I haven't played that game since probably the mid-80s.
Is he kind of Asian?
There was a lady who I think had glasses and like a black hat.
Turns out she was the Babadook.
Yeah, no, I used to be like, is it the lady with the black hat?
I mean, you joke, but that'd be a pretty scary scene in that movie.
You flip everything over, you're like, ah!
Oh, shit!
It's a cartoon version of him on one of the cards.
Yeah, and the kid's like rocking in the fetal position in the corner like, guess who? Guess who?
Can you guess who?
It's a mystery. You're out of here. Click, click.
Okay, the next 30 minutes is just going to be 90s jingles,
yeah,
everybody.
Give me another jingle.
I can't think of... I remember Pocket Rockers.
David, were you jacking off in your pocket?
No. They were the tiny cassette tapes.
No.
What?
How did Yak Bag have something?
I know I
brought up Pocket Rockers.
Yeah, I know I brought up Pocket Rockers before.
Yeah,
right. Come on.
Because the same reaction happened, and you were like, what?
we're forgotten to me. Oh, hey, look. Before mini discs, we had mini cassettes that could hold one song.
What about smushies? Everybody smush your smushies.
What about koosh balls?
There was no jingle. You're finding all the products that have no jingles
at
them.
Pogs? Oh,
I thought we were
what
just remembering things.
Polly Pockets.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of jingles.
Did they have...
What was the one for cushies?
There wasn't one cushies. There was smushies.
Oh, so who's coming up with toys that don't have jingles now?
Smushies.
Yeah. Smushies. Oh, okay.
It was a ripoff of the Beach Boys song, Everybody Smush Your Smushies. And it took place in a 50s malt shop.
Speaking of the 90s and douchebags.
Okay.
Have you seen the video somebody recorded of Vin Diesel in the 90s working for the toy company that sells Street Sharks?
No.
He's at a toy fair. And somebody comes up and they're recording him and they're like, hey, what are all these guys? He goes, oh, right, this is Hammerhead. And he's extreme and he shoots off. And it's seriously Vin Diesel selling these toys. It's the best.
Whoa. he's had a dubious career with social media because you can also watch him karaoke Rihanna songs on his Instagram.
Well,
which is
nightmare. I like Vin Diesel enough, but man.
I don't know. I think he's a douchebag.
He seems like a very kind douchebag.
Well, here's the thing. Him and The Rock don't get along, and The Rock gets along with every fucking living organism on the planet.
Well, seriously, the Rock is one of our precious gems on this planet of celebrities.
Yeah, so if you can't get along with The Rock, what's wrong with you?
Maybe take a look at yourself, huh?
Yeah, Vin Diesel, you need to look inside yourself and pull out the rock-sized hole in your heart.
I just thought of a hilarious...
There's a rock in
your heart. Hilarious but insulting drink for Vin Diesel.
Oh?
Oh.
The Gin Jizzle.
Gin Jizzle. It's probably, gin and jizz.
I should have said that loud first before bringing it to the table here.
it's like a gin fizz, but it's a gin jizz.
Yeah.
I'd like one shot of gin, but could you put some cum in there?
Get your jizz in that motherfucker.
I know one of those hoses has jizz in it.
One of the hoses?
Oh god.
Oh my god, what an awful, like, I imagine like a bartender thing at a sperm bank, and they're just like, okay, just open your legs.
Was he wearing a red bow tie and an apron?
Yeah, he's a soda fountain butter jizz.
He's a soda jerk.
He's cleaning a glass with a rag.
What can I do for you?
He slides a cup of it down the bar, and he's like, this one's on the house, lady.
Stop immediately.
I would apply there every day.
Please hire me.
Slides good until it dries.
For a jizz bartender.
Cost you a nickel.
There's a guy playing honky-tonk in the corner. Oh, anyway,
you gotta have spunk to work at this job.
It's becoming more of a saloon than a soda fountain. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay, so yes.
Welcome to the old West Sperm Bank.
Get you a shot of jizz.
Sarsaparilla.
Watch out for coyotes. Yeah. And then the 12 noon gunfight. And they're shooting those jizz. The Super Soaker was the shot jizz.
That's why they always had the brothels on the second floor.
Yep.
What?
Collecting that jizz.
Yeah, where do you think they get it all from?
I would assume the same way that normal sperm donors get it.
The normal people. Sperm saloons get it.
Yeah, except maybe, I don't know.
Oh, God, I just, David's old-timey sperm saloon, except there's not, like, it's animatronic animals on the stage playing the piano.
Well, I don't, like, here's the thing. If we're going to be, like, also providing a service that collects them, we can have, like, a you know, some sort of old Western-themed pocket pussy instead of having to pay for a prostitute's health insurance and wages and taxes and stuff.
If we're not collecting the jizz, where is it coming from?
How are we still talking about this?
Yeah.
Because we haven't ironed out these details, Adam, and I will not proceed with this business meeting until we get these straight.
Gotta have that jizz.
Understand? I will not. This Old West themed sperm bank is not going to get off the ground if we can't even identify what the problems are.
I mean, you could have a spinoff company of like a snake oil salesman selling little brown bottles of it. Cures what ails you. David's old-fashioned remedy.
Ugh. Yeah.
It loosens the cords, flexes every muscle.
No, I think I'm done.
Super,
that's
not
funny anymore, is it?
Well, it was funny when I thought it was just like a hose with jizz, and you like, and you
But as soon as you put that jizz in a bottle, gross.
Ew, gross.
Well, Adam said it was an old-fashioned remedy, like you're putting it under your eyes like it's face cream. Like,
I didn't say anything like that.
No, you drink it.
You drink it.
Yeah. Why is remedy immediately an eye ointment?
Yeah. I look so old.
I gotta get rid of these wrinkles.
It's like 80% ethanol alcohol and 20% jizz.
Yeah, don't put that in your eyes. You'll kill your eyes.
You just drink it. It's pickled sperm, all right?
Gross. I hate pickles.
you get the spicy German dill, the bread and butter. Kosher.
Snap into a Vlasic.
Anyway, guys, it spreads easily over a sandwich.
Jesus.
Just all right, guys.
Out of it.
I guess that's it. That's all we got. So let's start wrapping up by, you know, throwing out some staff recommendations.
Nerd.
I want to recommend the band The Electric Six. Nothing specific, just in principle.
They're
I fucking
good.
Love yeah, that band.
Good. Pretty sure we've recommended them at least a few times before.
Yeah, well, I was just watching an interview of Dick Valentine, and he's such an interesting weirdo that I always want to hear more music from that group.
What a nice weirdo.
Andy, what do you got?
Oh, Lord. Well, they updated Enter the Gungeon, mm-hmm. and I've been playing it nonstop. At this point, from what Steam tells me, I've played Enter the Gungeon for 25 hours.
I'm right up there with you.
Is Enter the Gungeon that 2D sort of isetric?
It's yeah, a top down.
Okay.
It's a top down, kind of like Binding of Isaac. It's a bullet hell roguelike.
Right. Yeah.
And you like, there's so many references in this game. Like you find, we just found the proton pack from Ghostbusters earlier.
I had Earthworm Jim's gun.
I used the quad laser from Aqua Teen Hunger Force the other day.
Wow.
But it's such a good game, and I'm just right on... I had to look up how to get all the parts to this bullet that kills the past, but I'm so close to beating it, it's just that it's too fucking hard.
It's really difficult.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of fun, and I can't recommend it enough. I'll probably be streaming it in the 2 weeks that I have nothing to do.
Yeah, I was going to say you should stream it so I can watch and see what's going on.
I saw Andy die to the ammo conda earlier.
I really enjoyed when Mata would stream the Binding of Isaac, so
That's
imagine...
a fun one.
Yeah, so
I'm also going to be streaming a Jackbox Party Pack, one of them.
Yeah, that'll be cool, too.
Oh, you got that? Cool.
I've got them for Xbox, but on PC they're cheaper. So.
When it's easier to stream.
Yeah. Adam, what do you have to recommend this week?
I started playing Little Nightmares a couple days ago.
What's that?
It's a PC game. I got it. Well, I'm playing it off of Alex's Steam account, but it's on Steam. I honestly don't know that much about it because it doesn't really tell you what is going on at first. You're a very tiny person. I assume you're a regular person, but I don't know. You're in like a little yellow raincoat. Mm-hmm. But you're traveling through this. It kind of seems like a ship, and there's these terrible, disfigured monsters wandering around that are way bigger than you, and they are wrapping people up to consume them.
And what kind of style is this?
Platformer.
It's platformer style. There's a lot of sneaky stealth stuff involved too, just so you don't get eaten by things.
Interesting. What was the name of that game?
Little Nightmares.
Nightmares. I might have to check that out.
It's pretty cool.
It's $20 to buy it, or I don't know if you're shared on Alex's account.
Totally am. Free!
Yeah, it'll be on there. But I'm playing it right now, so back off.
Oh man, I'm gonna do it. See ya.
He's gone. I guess I'll have to end the show.
Trung, what do you got?
I started listening to this new murder mystery book called Ooh. Last Breath by Robert Brinza.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same Detective Erica Foster series of book.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a new author too, but he writes well, and I kind of like it.
I just got done listening to that new Yahtzee Croshaw book, We'll Save the Galaxy for Food.
Oh, really? He wrote a book?
Mm-hmm. It's his third one.
Any good?
I can't give you an answer.
Okay, David, I'm in the middle of the seventh book of The Wheel of Time. I could tell you that the problem with those books is somebody goes, hey, I've got a really stupid idea. And everybody goes, really? You do? Let's do that. And then the very next page, it's, oh, everybody's tied up. And they're like, why did we ever follow you?
Yeah, that's kind of what happened here. Like, the stupid characters are so stupid. And, like, you know those... situations that only exist to move the plot forward. Where, because like the whole crux of the thing is like these kids get kidnapped, but like the kid is so stupid he doesn't realize it. He thinks like his dad is pulling a prank or something. And no one takes the 5 seconds to be like, hey, this is fucking real, you dipshit. Like, despite the fact they have multiple opportunities, and shit like keeps happening all the way through that book.
That's it. That's every movie and book.
And it was written okay. I don't know. It was all right. Krista, what do you got?
Season 2 of Sense 8 came out on Netflix yesterday.
Sense 8?
Sense 8.
I've seen it there. I don't know what it is.
So there's 8 people, and they are all connected.
They all have senses.
And they all have senses.
Mm-hmm. This is good.
They're all connected, like, mentally.
Umbilically?
So they're all from different countries, for the most part. And they all, like, they have some weird link. And, they're all different. One's from Africa, one's in India, there's like transgendered one.
It's weird. They're kind of like superpowered pen pals because they can see each other in their own minds, but they can't do shit for one another.
Yes, they can.
Yeah they can.
Oh, can they?
Yeah. Like if, like, so the Chinese girl knows like
Kung Fu?
Yeah, she knows Japanese, whatever she is.
She's Korean.
She knows,
she's deadly with a sword.
She knows Korean martial arts and she
Taekwondo.
Can use her abilities for whatever person and whatever.
Super abilities.
It's a cool show.
All right.
Sounds cool.
So I guess fistfulpodcast@gmail.com if you want to get in contact with us.
I guess.
I don't know why.
Submit a story for a book that we're not planning yet.
Yeah, you can always do that. I'm always submitting stories to make me question why I do anything.
Told you, David. You just become a publisher now.
David's stories are the best stories, and he knows it, and he's just like, I don't want everybody else to feel bad about their shit stories.
You haven't read my story yet. You don't know his is the best.
It's shit.
I'm confidently willing to stake my reputation on that. Yeah, so I guess you can check out the book. We're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, stuff like that. Yada, yada, yada.
What's the name of the book?
Podcast Potboilers.
On Amazon via Kindle.
Oh, yeah, I guess I should shout out to Randy, because he's the one who came up with the name.
Randy Quaid?
Yeah, Dirty Randy Quaid.
It's just Dirty Randy.
The patron saint of our Dirty Randy Studios. He's the one who named it, so I said, hey, great, I'll use it, cut it, print it. It's got my cool author's photo on the back.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And David said he was going to sign them for us.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I didn't get any answers. Should I sign everybody's book? Because
I don't.
Summer wants
go for
you
it.
To.
I'll take your signature.
Yeah, because
I like the idea. I think your dad said, like, everybody sign it. But I understand that, like you said, you're not made of postage.
Yeah, that's the thing. So,
well, but I think if you want one that has everybody's signatures, everybody should be nice enough to, like, you send it to us, we send it to the next person. Yeah.
That's what I told him.
And then it makes it way back to you, and you have one that's signed by everybody, and that's yours.
That's the same. That's the exact thing I told David, and he's like, well, people aren't going
to
do that.
It's a very complex machine to keep working for as long as I would need it to.
It's the easiest thing ever, and as long as everybody's on board with it, and all you have to do is type and ask them.
It's like,
I'd be on board, but it's just a matter of if everyone would be.
Yeah, it's like joining a group in college. No one ever lets you down.
Adam just figured that one out.
I already knew that, Andy. I didn't need that lesson taught again.
Oh, no, you need that lesson taught over and over until you hate humanity.
I already know not to trust.
I've forgotten how to love. So, yeah, I guess that's it. So, until next week, guys, I'm Dave.
I'm Troll.
I'm Krista.
Does he have glasses?
And I'm Adam.
With glasses.
Damn it.
Saying remember, kids, it's always fun to guess when you play Guess Who. See you next week.
Song suckers!
For the try to
Fistful of Podcasts Radio.